talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, a winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 29th through the 31st at the brand new Gelliard Center in downtown Charleston, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August. Well, today's radio show is sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing, and we're very proud to have Palmetto Surfacing as the sponsor of our Friday night party at the Charleston Home and Design Show called Kitchens, Baths, and All That Jazz. And that is taking place as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Friday, January 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. And tickets are only $15 in advance, and you can buy those at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And there will be tickets are $15, as I mentioned, and there will be free beer, wine, and free catered food at all of the vendor displays. And so as you walk the Charleston Home and Design Show, you can stop by any one of the vendor booths and have a little nibble to eat and move on to the next booth and see what they have to eat and so forth. So it's a really fun time, a great way to go to a home show, mix business and pleasure. And this time of year, everybody has a project around the house. So if we encourage everyone to come to the Charleston Home Design Show, whether you go to Kitchens, Baths, and All That Jazz, sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing, or just the show throughout the weekend. And we're going to be talking to Jamie Nelson with Palmetto Surfacing, also Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents, Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, Kathy Bullock with Floor Covering International, and finally, Kim Blayton with HOCOA of Charleston. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing, and joining us now is Jamie Nelson with Palmetto Surfacing. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm great, Tim. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Sure, yeah. Take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Surfacing.
Palmetto Surfacing is a countertop fabrication and installation company, and we're located in North Charleston, mm-hmm. up off of Ashley Phosphate on South Railroad. And pretty much what we do is template, fabricate, and install countertops.
Gotcha. What kind of materials for countertops at Palmetto Surfacing?
We stock, granite, quartz, marble, limestone. We stock pretty much all the, and we actually have a Corian shop as well. So we do, pretty much all the products that the clients would be looking for right there in our warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I've been to the Palmetto Surfacing showroom and warehouse. It's a gigantic facility and huge warehouse out back. You have tons of slabs on display. Is that where most of your customers at Palmetto Surfacing they find their slabs?
Yeah, we try and get them into our facility, and we have a showroom. It's about a 2,500 square foot showroom with six or seven kitchen vignettes, and then in the back is a about a 30,000 square foot warehouse where we house our, you know, our stock materials, you know, quartz and granite and marble and limestone. And our fabrication is also done in that back facility. So, you know, the showroom is mainly to give a client an idea of what finished products look like and how to, you know, how to make selections based on sinks and whatnot. And then the back is more, you know, choosing slabs and looking at different inventory options.
Gotcha. So, yeah, and that's important for homeowners to help visualize what their countertops are going to look like to have those vignettes that you have on display at Pomona Surfacing.
Right.
Well, let's talk about trends for countertops and using stone throughout your house. What are you seeing, Jamie?
You know, the quartz has really, Cambria is the brand of quartz that we promote, and it seems that quartz has probably gathered about 50 to 60% of the market share right now because, it, you know, granite has been used so often that the new looks the designers are looking for are the marbles and the limestones, a little more subtle look, and the quartz companies, especially Cambria, has done a good job of giving you the aesthetics of these marble and limestone looks with a much more durable, you know, package.
Yeah, so I've heard over the years people insisting on using marble in the kitchen, and marble is a little bit softer of a stone. It's softer than granite, and so that you usually push people to use marble in the bathroom area where there's, you know, less wear and tear going on than a kitchen. So, but people really, people have insisted on using marble in the kitchen, even though it might scratch or possibility that it might stain. So, using a quartz material that has the same look as marble, but it has the higher durability of granite. Is that accurate?
That's correct. And we do a lot of marble now, and there's really nothing wrong with putting marble in your kitchen as long as you know what you're getting. And that's our job, is to really educate the client on, you know, what marble is going to do and what to expect, because really that's what we're trying to make sure that their expectations meet the actual performance of the material. And most people that get marble really know what they're getting into, and we try and make sure that's the case. If they want to do marble, we stock a good bit of marble in our facility, and you know, the quartz guys have, like you said, have done a great job of giving you that aesthetic of the marble and the limestone with a much, you know, a non-porous material, a much harder material. But that doesn't, you know, necessarily mean that marble is not, you know, something they should put in their house. I think it's more, you know, come in and get the truth about what marble, how it's going to perform.
When, you know, people know what granite, they hear granite all the time. You know, real estate agents throw that around when they describe some of the features of a home. Oh, it's got granite in the kitchen and stuff. Quartz is a term that people may not be so familiar with. Describe what quartz is and how Cambria has taken quartz and really turned it into a countertop option that a lot of people are choosing these days.
That's a great question. I mean, Tim, quartz has been a product category in our industry since 1999, and it didn't necessarily get a lot of play up until the last 5 or 6 years, where the colors have started to get a lot better. Everyone's understood that quartz was a better material. What quartz is they're actually quarrying pure quartz from all over the world. They're pulverizing this pure quartz, and they are making slabs out of 93% pure quartz, 7% epoxy and pigment, hold it together and give it color. And the slabs come to us just like the marble and the granite slabs come, and we process it, you know, and fabricate it exactly like we do the marble and the granite. The advantage, what's happened with the quartz manufacturers is the technology has gotten a lot better at mixing the colors and getting these colors to really have aesthetics that designers want. It used to look in the, you know, years past, you know, 8-9 years ago, it was pretty well consistent in color. It looked a lot like shiny Corian, and a lot of people didn't, you know, weren't really attracted to it. The colors now have gotten better, to the point where designers are really, you know, looking at these colors as a better color option.
Yeah, and thus, you know, the interior designers, they really like that look of marble in the kitchen, and then lo and behold, Cambria's come up with several colors that mimic the look of marble, so you can get that marble look. I've even heard where you can put a piece of marble and a piece of Cambria side by side, and interior designers could not tell the difference between one over the other.
Yes, they've got two new colors now, Britannica and Ella, which are in their marble collection, which are fantastic colors. They give you all the natural movement of marble, and some of the designers are choosing to use a real marble on the island, and then go to a solid color Cambria on the perimeter tops to complement the actual marble. So really, there's no hard and fast rules on what material works best. I think that's again why it's good to get the homeowner and the designer into our showroom and look at all the various options, because mixing materials in kitchens is more and more common. And Cambria has a full line of solid colors that go great if they wanted to do a marble or a granite on the island.
Mm-hmm. Talk quickly about the process. Somebody wants new countertops. They know they want new countertops. Take us from start to finish. How quickly does the process go?
It's pretty quick. I mean, the best thing to do is to call our showroom at 843-569-1131 and set up an appointment for someone to come out. Myself or one of our team will come out and measure the kitchen and email them a price. They can then come into the showroom and, you know, look around, make selections. Typically, we come in on a Monday, remove their existing countertops, and we come back on a Thursday, put in the new countertops. So they'd be without countertops between Monday and Thursday. And Thursday, when we come back and install the new countertops, you know, typically the plumber would come in and reinstall the faucet on Friday, and they're back, you know, with their kitchen functional on the weekend.
Nice. That's pretty quick. And people are always surprised at the cost. I think people kind of put granite or any kind of stone countertops up on a pedestal. They think it's going to be unaffordable for them, but it's actually very affordable, right?
It is very affordable. I mean, I think any client that comes in would be very surprised at how affordable putting a granite or a quartz in their kitchen, and even a marble, quite honestly, you know, would be to put in their kitchen. The best thing to do is just to come, like I say, have us come out and measure it, and there's no cost for us to come out and do a consultation in the house, measure it, email you a price, and, you know, in most cases, it's, I would say, you know, $3,000 to $4,000. Templated, fabricated, and installed
An
average kitchen.
Nice. That's great. Well, let's talk for a second about the Home Show Gala, which is being sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing. It's happening Friday evening, January 29th, as part of the Charleston Home and Design Show, as we return to the brand new Gaillard Center in downtown Charleston. And we're very proud to have Palmetto Surfacing as the sponsor of the gala. And it's more or less an industry party. We invite architects, interior designers, custom builders, and other building professionals. We also have a nice mix of homeowners who are currently building custom homes or remodeling, and then we also have tickets for sale to the general public at the Gaillard Center that evening for only $15, and that entitles you to free beer and wine, and all of the vendors have catered food at their booths. So people typically will kind of go booth to booth, and they'll talk with the vendors and see what they have on display, see what kind of delicious food item that they have, and kind of enjoy the show with a glass of wine or a beer in their hand. So it's a great time, and just go to to our home show website, which is CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. That's CharlestonHomeAndDesignShow.com. And how can folks get more information about Palmetto Surfacing, Jamie?
The best way to get information would be, A, you can go to our website, which is www.palmettosurfacing.com. Or you could call the showroom at 843-569-1131 and set up an appointment for someone to come to your home. And then lastly, you can just drop in our showroom. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Our address is 7645 South Rail Road in North Charleston. And there's always someone on hand to help you make decisions and send you home with samples so that you can take some things home and start the process.
That's great. Well, we have been talking with Jamie Nelson with Palmetto Surfacing. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing. And now we're talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing good. Glad to see you. Another sunny day out.
That's right. Zach, take a moment and tell everybody about Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents.
All right. A Smart Vent is an ICCES, which is the International Code Council's Evaluation Service, certified engineered flood opening. And what that means is that it is certified to work under flood-like conditions. Mm-hmm. It's mechanical in operation. There's no human intervention or interaction needed to actually open up the flood vent. It actually opens by itself when there is a flood.
Where do these flood vents go?
They go on any enclosed area below base flood elevation, and that's usually under your first living floor. So if you have a crawl space or a garage that sits on the ground, anything with four walls around it, basically below your first living floor, is going to need ventilation.
So most people, if you live on a raised house, either a crawl space or a house that's maybe 8-10 feet in the air,
right?
If you're on a raised foundation about 3 feet or so, you've got air vents,
correct?
In your around the base of your house,
right? And right. That's our biggest competitor, if you want to say, is a typical air vent. And the problem with air vents that are used as flood vents, and obviously we're talking living in a floodplain, which most people in Charleston do, an air vent has screens, louvers, faceplates, a mesh screen on the back, which slows down water traveling through it and gets clogged with debris.
Mm-hmm.
An engineered opening like a smart vent actually opens up and has unobstructed areas for water and debris, to pass through. And that's what you want, because in a flood, debris is a fact of flood. Water's ripping down the streets, picking up any and everything in its path. And if you just have typical air vents on there, they're not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And ICCES certified engineered opening like Smart Vent is going to get you through.
So if you have air vents, and I've even seen sometimes when a house is built, they will they'll build their own type vents,
right,
out of wood,
yeah,
it seems,
yeah,
like. And maybe they put some mesh, screening on that or something like that.
Yeah, we see a lot of people just cutting out like the CU block, just the concrete block, and then throwing a mesh screen on there. That's what's classified. Air vents and things like that are classified through FEMA and the International Code Council as non-engineered openings. A couple drawbacks to those. One, you're paying more money on your flood insurance. When you have an engineered opening, you pay less. Two, the minimal square foot coverage of air vents or non-engineered openings. Typical air vents are going to get anywhere from 30 to 60, we see, square foot coverage. And a smart vent actually gets 200 square foot in that same 8x16 opening. So you need way less smart vents, and they're actually made for flood, and they actually work.
Mm-hmm. Do an air vent, obviously, people put in air vents because they want some sort of airflow underneath their house.
Right.
I know that when like termite inspectors come and they crawl underneath your house, they take a reading of the percentage of moisture,
right,
content in,
sure,
the wood sills and so forth underneath your house. Do the Smart Vent Foundation flood vents also act as air vents?
Yeah, we have two series, if you will. We have our 510 series, which is our dual function series, which dual functions as a flood vent and an air vent. So it does have louvers that automatically open and close depending on the temperature, and there is airflow through that. And then we have our 520 series or insulated series, which is going to be primarily for conditioned crawl spaces, or where you want that moisture control. Not, you don't want the free flowing air through like you would an air vent. But we do have those two options for those specific reasons.
Right. And if you if you're in an elevated house that might be, you know, 10 feet in the air,
right,
you might want that space underneath your house. You might not want a lot of airflow underneath
right.
your house.
Right. But that's exactly why we've got the two options, because a lot of people want that airflow under there. But then if you have, like, maybe your garage, you're not really going to want a bunch of moisture. So then you're going to go with the insulated vent.
Well, here's the big question. A lot of people are probably listening to this and saying, okay, I have those air vents underneath my house, and these smart vent foundation flood vents sound great, but
right.
I've already got air vents, so how do I trade them out? Can you retrofit an existing house with smart vent foundation flood vents?
Yes, you can, and it's a super easy process. Like I said, most air vents fit in an 8x16 hole, which is exactly what smart vent fits in as well. If they go to smartvent.com, they can go to our locator tab and type in Charleston, and they'll see a list of recommended installers that we have, and they can call them up and get advice from them or have them do the job for them. But it's super easy. They take that air vent out, basically throw a seal of adhesive around our vent and stick it in. It's you could do it yourself. It's just pretty easy.
So smart vent foundation flood vents can be retrofitted into an existing home. Second question a lot of our listeners probably have right now is what kind of price tag are we looking at?
Well, you got to shop around. The suggested MSRP is around $200 a vent.
$200 a vent. And yep. How many vents in a typical house?
Typically, I mean, it just depends how big your crawl space or whatever the enclosed area is. But we see anywhere from, you know, 2 to 8.
Yep. Okay.
And one of the biggest things about, again, having that engineered opening, like a smart vent, is the savings that you get on your flood insurance. And that directly, you know, the cost of that install a lot of times is taken care of in the refund check that you actually get from your insurance company.
Okay, so, now you got my attention. So once you get the smart vent foundation flood vents installed in your house,
right.
Next step is what?
Next step is you're going to have to either get your insurance adjuster or another, a new to come out and look, or a new elevation certificate. And once you do that, you can send those two documents. What you're going to want to do, we have a program called FRE. It's Flood Risk Evaluator. It's a complimentary service that we have to help homeowners lower their flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's yourfloodrisk.com. Once you get smart vents on your home, or before that, really before you do that, you can actually go to yourfloodrisk.com, upload your current elevation certificate and your current declaration page. And with those two documents, we can tell the homeowner any and every possible way to lower their flood insurance. And we actually own our own insurance company, so we're able to tell them what their new premium is going to be, aka how much money they're going to save before they actually do any of the recommended steps. So I, you know, yeah, go out and buy smart vents, please, please, please. But I would actually suggest going to yourfloodrisk.com first to see if the smart vents are actually going to do anything for you,
mm-hmm.
Which in most cases they do. But we find errors in the elevation certificates. We find errors in the declaration page. That's why we want both of those documents. And no matter if you need smart vents or not, we're going to send you back a full about 4 or 5 page report telling you any and everything that we saw that can help you save money. It's 100% complimentary. There are no obligations. We need more people from here doing it. I don't have enough, you know, getting reports back from corporate saying, you know, we need more from your area. So it's 100% complimentary. If you pay flood insurance, send it in and see if it can get lowered. I mean, mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Right. And for instance, when we built our house and we had windows that can withstand flying debris,
right,
impact rated windows,
right.
we let our insurance company know about it. Your insurance company, a lot of times when it comes to your insurance, it's just one of those necessary evils. You don't pay attention to it.
Right.
But when we let our insurance company know that our house would be protected, the windows would be protected, they said, oh, okay, you're different from your neighbors, so we're going to give you a discount.
Right.
And that's the same kind of thing, right,
with the
smart vent foundation flood vents?
Exactly. You just have something that's certified to work under whatever conditions you're talking about, like hurricane-proof windows. This is a certified flood door, flood vent. same exact scenario. This is made, you know, in a, if there is a flood, these are going to hold up. If there was a hurricane, you know, your windows aren't going to shatter. Right. Same exact scenario.
Right. So the insurance company just assumes that you do not have anything special on your house.
Until you prove it.
Until you prove it. And then when you prove it, the insurance company says, okay, well, you deserve a little break on your insurance.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's not a little break. We actually see 83% average savings through FRE. Mm. So, I mean, and again, that's maybe you don't even need smart vents. Send your stuff into FRE, yourfloodrisk.com. It's super easy. It'll take you 5 minutes to, you know, just like Geico, you know, 15 minutes or less can save you money on your insurance. Well, we can save you money on your flood insurance in even less time.
Yeah. And there were a lot of people who lived in areas that have never flooded before, that, you know, hearkening back to this past fall with all the flooding we had.
Right.
And so, you know, they don't call where we live the low country for nothing. We are, it's a very low elevation. It's very close to sea level.
Right.
And you just never know. You know, you might think you're in a house that has never flooded, but we have so many newcomers that their
no idea
span
of
time is, you know, 5 or 10 or 20 years, when in fact they might be, you know, subject to some sort of flood, and you do not want that wall of water coming at your house and without smart vent foundation flood vents. You want that water to be able to go right underneath your house, pass through, and leave your house intact.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the things that one of the examples I use the most when talking about smart vent is what they do is kind of just let the water flow through like it naturally would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have air vents, they clog up. You have constant water pressure on your foundation walls. That's when you're going to get cracks. There's a ton of homes around Charleston with brick enclosed areas, and you get cracks in those foundations.
Mm-hmm.
Smart vent's going to open up for you, let the water under be passed through and be on its way, and you don't have to worry about it. That's one of the biggest things. You can't put a price on, you know, peace of mind. Having a smart vent foundation flood vent on your home, you're going to be good during a flood, and we guarantee it.
How can folks get more information about the flood risk evaluator and smart vent foundation flood vents?
All right. First, flood risk evaluator, again, complimentary service to help homeowners lower their flood insurance. Try it out. It's 100% complimentary, and that's yourfloodrisk.com. And then smart vent, we have tons of videos on how the vents work if you're curious about that. Locator tab to find an authorized surveyor, to find a dealer where to buy them, to find an installer to you know, have someone put them in for you. And that's just smartvent.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Zach Faulkner with Smart Vent Foundation Flood Vents. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing, and now we're talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Tim?
I'm fine. Ken, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is a full-service outdoor kitchen provider. We can help you design, install, implement your dreams for an outdoor kitchen.
How big have outdoor kitchens gotten? I mean, I you know, certainly people have had grills in their backyard for generations, but these full-blown outdoor kitchens have just come on so strong lately.
It has become a very, very important of the American lifestyle. You're starting to see more and more outdoor living in a home. Homes are getting a little bit smaller than they used to be, and now we're taking the outdoor space and making it usable like indoor space.
How lucky are we here in Charleston to live in a climate that we can use our outdoor living space so much of the year, not just the fall, the spring, even the winter and you know, the summer months, you know, it's not that hot.
I mean, it's been a great, you know, winter for us. We haven't had, you know, the extreme cold. I mean, we've had people using their outdoor kitchens all the way up through Christmas, and I mean, it's been a good year for outdoor living.
Are outdoor kitchens big up north, where they can maybe only use them for 3 months during the summertime?
You still see a good many being built up north when you're higher end homes, but here we've got outdoor kitchens you can put on any budget home.
Right. Yeah. Well, just goes to show we all know how lucky we are to live in a great place like Charleston, and what a great investment to have an outdoor kitchen, a professionally installed outdoor kitchen in our backyard because we can use it so much during the year. You mentioned that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens can help someone with any budget. Talk about from the small end of things up to the most elaborate kind of outdoor kitchen. How can Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen help homeowners?
Basically, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens has got some very affordable kitchens that you can buy that we can just come deliver to your house. We can come completely customize your house. So we have all kind of different values that we can do. We have all different type grills. Basically, everything we carry is basically a mid-range to the upper-end grill. We don't carry any of the lower-range grills at this particular time. But everything
lower-range being the ones that you can
buy
at
the big box
stores.
Yeah.
Those are more or less disposable grills.
Disposable grills. You get two years, 3 years out of them, and you throw them away.
Mm-hmm.
We've got grills right now that got lifetime warranties on the burners. Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen has recently instituted a grill maintenance program where we'll come clean your grill once a month. A lot of people are really loving this service that we're providing.
Right.
And it's something we do grill repairs and maintenance, and we got a monthly cleaning service if you're wanting to do that. We can either do that monthly, quarterly, or annually.
Gotcha. What if a homeowner says they know they want an outdoor kitchen, but they don't really know how to design it or where all the pieces of the puzzle are going to go? How can Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen help that homeowner?
We have a great showroom located at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, right next to Publix and Mount Pleasant, right behind Chick-fil-A. We got outdoor kitchen set up where you can see and kind of get a feel for what you're looking for. But today you can add grills, you got side burners, you got power burners that you can do the Big Frog More Stews on. You got blenders, you got sinks that go into them that have multi purposes. I mean, there's just so much you can add today into an outdoor kitchen.
I've seen some outdoor kitchens that have granite countertops.
Yeah, we do a lot of granite countertops. And the majority of the kitchens we install, we put granite countertops on.
Hmm. What if a homeowner wanted some sort of refrigeration?
We also have all kind of different refrigerations. And here again, refrigeration starts from A to Z. You can start out with a 15-inch refrigerator, or we can go to a 48-inch wide refrigerator that goes underneath your grill.
Are these some of these appliances that we're talking about, are these appliances built for the outdoors?
They are outdoor rated. So, yes, they are made for the outdoors. They can withstand the outdoor temperatures and the outdoor, you know, the heating that we have here in Charleston.
Nice, nice. What about the is there any sort of cabinetry that, you know, in an indoor kitchen you have cabinetry? What about for an outdoor kitchen?
We have several different cabinetry lines. One of them, the most popular that we use, is an high-density polyethylene cabinet, which is the wherever cabinet. It's built for the outdoor. You got 10 different colors to choose from. You design it on 3-inch increments, just like you design your interior kitchen. It's got, you know, lifetime warranties on fading for color, so it's made for outside. It's solid throughout. We have another cabinet line that's made by Brown Jordan, made by Danver. It's an all stainless steel product made for the outside. So we're doing a lot of high-end kitchens right now in those two products. And we have all that set up in our showroom.
And again, that outdoor cabinetry, that's a type of material that is made for the outdoors, right? It's not like
it is made for the outdoors. One of the big things that we're running into right now, a lot of people are building outdoor kitchens and they're putting a grill in a combustible material, which is creating a fire hazard. You need to make sure your grill is set in properly and you have an expert look at your outdoor kitchen to make sure that you meet all the codes that are out there.
Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, you folks also, besides grills, you also sell the Big Green Eggs?
Yeah, we're a Big Green Egg dealer, and we do very well with that. And we got all kind of tables that you can get for your Green Egg. We got all the accessories that Green Egg has, and we do a lot with the Big Green Egg. And that is, if you haven't ever used a Big Green Egg, you need to try it because it's definitely very good grill, charcoal grill, and it's ceramic and it holds the temperatures. You can cook fast, slow on it. Probably one of the best pizza cookers you'll find.
Mm, interesting. You know, not everybody has the experience of using an outdoor kitchen. Maybe once they get that outdoor kitchen, now they're you know with a grill and a big green egg, they might need some handholding, some extra instruction on how to use these appliances. How can Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen help with that?
Well, we're getting ready to start back. We did it last year. We're getting ready to start our spring cooking classes. We'll be doing every Thursday night, and you can just sign up on our website. But we'll be doing cooking classes basically on the green egg and some of our gas grills, and we'll have a celebrity chef come in, and he'll be able to give you all the grilling tips that you need.
Nice. Who's the celebrity chef?
Right now we've been using Jack Wayboard, which we're looking forward to having him back again. We did just completed a 12-week class. Basically you kind of come to whichever class you want to that gives you your interest, and we have anything from cooking pizzas to vegetables to chicken ribs. I mean, each class is themed a little differently.
Yeah, and Jack has done some cooking at some of our previous home shows and in the past, and he's also appeared on several nationally broadcast cable shows, American Pitmaster, and
he was runner up in the American Grill last season.
Right. Yeah, so he definitely knows what he's doing, and great guy, fun to watch and listen to, and gives you good instruction while you end up learning while, you know, you're having fun too at the same time. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, and if they want to get things started and get an outdoor kitchen in their own backyard?
Well, we've got a great website you can go to, palmettooutdoorkitchens.com. You can reach us by telephone at 843-216-0006. Or you can stop by our showroom at 1000 Johnny Dodds Boulevard, Suite 101 in Mount Pleasant, which we're right next to the left of Publix and right behind Chick-fil-A.
So don't, your advice to homeowners, don't buy one of those disposable grills. Buy a grill that's going to last a lifetime.
Absolutely, and protect your investment. I mean, an outdoor kitchen right now increases the value of your home. We're finally starting, you know, we run into a thing originally where the appraisals, you know, they didn't want to give you value for an outdoor kitchen. That is quickly changing. And
nice.
We're starting to see now outdoor kitchen, the appraiser's picking up the value of the outdoor kitchen.
Absolutely. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you. Thanks for being here.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing. And now we're talking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International. How you doing, Kathy?
Hey, I'm great, Tim. Thanks.
Good. Kathy, take a moment and tell everybody about Floor Coverings International.
Well, Floor Coverings International is a little bit different from some of our competitors in that we operate strictly out of a mobile showroom. And that mobile showroom is filled with thousands of samples and hundreds of samples of each product that we carry, which is carpet, tile, luxury vinyl, stone, hardwood, and laminate.
Interesting. So Floor Covering International, you folks have a mobile showroom. And what is in the mobile showroom?
Well, we have specific areas in the showroom that have card samples of all of the products that we carry. Like I said, carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and luxury vinyl, which is a product right now that is being manufactured to look very much like a wood product, a wood floor product. But it's actually vinyl and extremely scratch repellent. And one brand that we carry is virtually pet proof.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, talk about the process. A homeowner wants new flooring in their house. They call Floor Covering International. You'll come to them, I assume, right?
Correct.
You'll
yes.
come to their location. And take it from there. What will people experience from Floor Covering International?
Well, we will schedule an appointment with that client and we have a 2.5 hour to 3 hour window. It sounds like a lot. Obviously, some people need a little bit more time. Some people need a little bit less. They have our complete and totally undivided attention. Mm-hmm. We talk with them about what they would like to see and what they envision in their home, the type of products that they need. We help them narrow down, do they have children? Do they have pets? Does it need to be scratch resistant, perhaps because of a wheelchair, anything like that. So they have our undivided attention, and we help them choose the type of product that's best for their area. And from there, Rob, my husband, who handles the design consultation, which is what we call it, mm-hmm. will go through the home and measure the rooms that are to be to have the new flooring in. And on the spot, typically on the spot, not always, he's able to come back with a proposal right there for the client to look at and make a decision based on price, based on product, or everything's right there and all-inclusive in that time frame.
That's great. So you get that instant gratification of knowing right up front. And that and I would guess that you if there was like a number one, number two, number three choice of the flooring, he'd be able to give you those different price comparisons.
Absolutely. Typically, we do go in. If say a client knows that they want carpet, it's a bedroom, and we'll give them a good, better, best choice. And typically, they're able to make their decision right then and there. Mm-hmm. And they can see the sample in their own room. They can see it in their own lighting. And that makes a big difference, too. And they're not lugging card sample boards. If you've ever seen a sample board, they're kind of large mm-hmm. and can be very heavy if they have hardwood on them. And they're not lugging sample boards back and forth from a store to their house and trying to decide. And we're right there with them every step of the process.
Great. Now, will the price include installation?
Absolutely. And we have our installers, our own installers, that each handles a specific type of flooring. We've got a tile specialist, a hardwood specialist, carpet specialist, and we oversee that installation process. So we don't just sell a client the product and hand them a list of installers and say, you know, here you go, good luck. We actually have our installers go in. We go in with the installer on the first day of the installation, introduce them to the homeowner, go over everything, all the specifications for the job. And we oversee that entire process. So we're there with the installer, not necessarily the whole time, mm-hmm. But we're there to make sure that it's done correctly. And if there isn't anything, if it's not done correctly, we're there to certainly get it fixed as soon as possible. We also pass along a 2-year manufacturer's or a 2-year warranty on our installation process, as well as the manufacturer's warranty, which
nice.
Can vary.
Oh, that's great. Now, the fact that Floor Coverings International, the fact that you don't have a bricks and mortar location, that you have a mobile showroom instead, obviously there's a, I would guess, a cost saving there. Does that give you a bit of a competitive edge on other floor covering stores as far as price goes?
It can, yes. Certainly we have less overhead, and we're a part of a national franchise, which also gives us national buying power. So that, coupled with the fact that we don't have to pay a lease on a brick and mortar store, certainly helps us be very, very competitive, if not more competitive than many of our many of the people out there.
And I understand through the end of January, Floor Coverings International is offering 10% off the flooring materials themselves?
Yes, yes. We will be doing, we're running that special through the end of January.
Nice.
It's a home show special.
Very good, very good. I'm sure a lot of people are going to want to take advantage of that. Well, tell me, what are you finding your customers at Floor Coverings International, what are they choosing as far as floor covering? What kind of trends are you seeing?
The trends that we are seeing, and I mentioned this earlier, are the so many people have pets these days, and people want their home to look great and to look beautiful, but they don't want to have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. So one of the biggest trends in the market right now is called luxury vinyl plank or luxury vinyl tile. Many of these products are made to look just like wood or just mm-hmm. like stone tile, depending on the product that you choose. And it, you can hardly tell the difference when you see it down. You almost have to get down and scratch it to, to be able to tell that it's vinyl. And don't be scared off by the word vinyl. It kind of conjures up the old sheet vinyl that we used to put down in kitchens regularly. But it's manufactured so that it is virtually pet-proof. And they are one of our specific manufacturers does put a lifetime pet warranty on that luxury vinyl plank that they sell. And it's beautiful. It looks just like hardwood when it's down.
Yeah, and you see a lot of tile these days that kind of are vertical plank-looking tile that mimics the look of wood as well.
Exactly, yes. A ceramic tile that looks like wood is a very popular look right now. A lot of people don't want to have to deal with grout, and that's why the luxury vinyl has kind of eased that a little bit. It just gives people a choice, I guess. But the ceramic tile for bathrooms, just a beautiful, beautiful look that looks like a wood plank.
You mentioned that your husband, Rob, does the initial the design consultation with customers of Floor Coverings International. If they say they want tile in the bathroom, can he or can you folks at Floor Coverings International help the customer with a design plan?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm an interior designer by trade.
Okay.
So even though I'm the gopher for the company, Rob typically does pull me in on kitchen floor designs and most definitely bathroom designs. That can get a little complicated and for the homeowner, and we like to take that off of their plate and help them, because there's so many different styles of tile out there right now.
Right, yeah.
And, a lot of different looks.
You need someone to kind of hold your hand and help you through that process.
Absolutely.
Well, that's great. So pet-friendly floors, that's a big trend that you're seeing. And that's because you mentioned before we started the interview that you had a customer that had wood floors. I guess that the dog had, had kind of scratched up quite a bit, and they had called Floor Coverings International for new flooring.
Exactly. They were beautiful cherry floors that had been installed by the builder, but the dogs over the years had messed them up, and they their choice was to either have them refinished, which can be a terrible mess. Of course, we do that for a lot of clients, and it's just part of the process. We do it as neatly as possible. But this client said, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to see scratches on my floor. The house was pristine. It was beautiful. They actually put a laminate product over the existing flooring. It's a floated product. So if a new homeowner comes in, floated means it's not glued down or nailed down. If somebody else comes in and says, hey, you know what, I want those old cherry floors back, they can pull the laminate right up. But right now, this customer got what she wanted and loves it. Looks just like wood, but no scratches, and it's just been a very positive experience for her.
Nice. Have you found that sometimes you will walk out of a meeting with a customer and the customer has made a decision on a different product than they had at the start of the meeting, like they thought they needed this, but just in your conversation with them, it turns out they wanted something different.
Absolutely, that certainly does happen. And when we have to weigh the pros and cons of every product, and everybody's unique and different. That's why just walking into a flooring store, a big box store, and just looking at things and saying, okay, I like this, and buying it and bringing it home, you know, it's not always the best product for the application.
Right.
So many times people will just say, tell me what I need.
Right.
They don't have time to deal with it. What's best in this situation? And we can give them two or three options. And they never dreamed that perhaps it is a laminate product. And they thought they wanted hardwood, and they walk out buying laminate. So
Nice. I like it when companies make suggestions rather than just taking your order.
Absolutely, yes. Well, we are truly a custom flooring provider.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Floor Coverings International?
They can give us a call at area code 843-695-7801 or they can visit us on the web at www.charleston.floorcoveringsinternational.com. We also have a page on Facebook under Floor Coverings International of Charleston, and they can also visit us on Houzz.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Kathy Bullock with Floor Coverings International. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is being sponsored by Palmetto Surfacing, and now we're talking with Kim Blayton with HOCOA of Charleston. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm great, Tim. How are you doing?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about HOCOA of Charleston.
Sure. HOCOA of Charleston. HOCOA stands for Homeowners Clubs of America, and basically we connect great homeowners with great contractors.
Gotcha. So what kinds of services does HOCOA of Charleston offer your customers?
We offer services, service providers and contractors for basically any service that a homeowner would need for inside or outside of their home. We have about 30 different contractors who work in our network who can service our homeowners. And so we have anything from a small handyman to plumbers, roofers, painters, landscapers, pretty much any service that you would come across in maintaining or renovating your home.
I see. And there are obviously a homeowner is going to pay a fee to the contractor if there's a repair or something that's done. But how do you have to become a member of HOCOA of Charleston?
You do. There is an annual membership. We always like to give people the opportunity to try us out. So we always do kind of the first call is free, a 30-day free trial. So if somebody just needs to maybe talk to a contractor, just talk out what they're thinking about or get some estimates and options, we can provide contractors for that. And there's no fee from HOCOA. If you do choose to join us, we hope you have a great experience, so everybody would want to join. There are lots of benefits to being a member. For a very small fee, it's only $58 for 1 year, and that gives you access to our office staff who helps facilitate between the homeowner and the contractor. That gives you access to all of our contractors on our list, and we have several businesses that we work with, partner with, who give extra discounts to our members on items like flooring and appliances and mattresses, painting supplies. So those types of items that eventually everybody will need to replace in their home, we can help you get a great price on those too.
That's great. How does HOCOA of Charleston choose the contractors themselves?
Most of the contractors we have with us have been with us for a long time. I know we have a painter who's been with us for at least 10 years, and we get constant calls for them to, come back and do repeat jobs, which mm-hmm. is a great testimony. All of our contractors are basically sent to us by word of mouth. So it may be a tradesman who says, hey, I've worked with this other guy on a job and he was really great and conscientious, he would be good for your customers. Every contractor who works with us is required to be licensed if their trade requires it. They have to have liability insurance. We do federal criminal background checks and we check references of previous homeowners.
Mm-hmm. And if a homeowner wants more than one bid, can they get more than one bid?
Absolutely. If they just let us know ahead of time that they would like some comparative estimates, that's no problem at all.
Is that in that bid information, is that shared amongst the contractors or anything?
Not by our office, no.
Okay, so it's not like the three contractors who are going to come and give a bid, they're not talking amongst themselves
no.
to fix the prices or anything?
No, not at all.
Okay, they're all in competition with each other.
They
want to be
exactly.
chosen.
And they know that to be chosen, they have to do the best job, show up on time, do a great job, have a fair price, and that's how they keep getting business from us.
Does the homeowner pay the contractor directly, or do they pay HOCOA
yes.
of Charleston?
They pay the contractor directly. That way we just feel if the money is between just the homeowner and the contractor, that the contractor gives a fair price. The homeowner feels like they know exactly what they're paying for and where their money's going.
I see. Okay. All right. That sounds like an interesting idea. About how many members does HOCOA of Charleston have?
We have about 8,500 in the Tri-County area right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's a lot of a lot of people. And I would guess that it's kind of like a magazine subscription. If you subscribe to a magazine, you're probably going to read it because, hey, I've spent some money to subscribe. So they're paying money to HOCOA. They're going to, when something happens in their house, when there's a need for a project, they're going to call HOCOA of Charleston.
Absolutely. We're just sitting here waiting for them to call, waiting to help. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have regular office hours, of course, and then after office hours, we do have an answering service. So if there's ever an urgent need, a pipe burst or something like that, our members are able to call us at the same phone number and speak with our answering service, and they're able to dispatch a contractor directly to them, in an emergency situation. So that's also a great plus. So people know that, you know, no matter what time of day or night it is, we're here for them.
I'll bet that people who have second homes that they rent out, maybe they don't live here in Charleston, that HOCOA of Charleston would be a great service for them because they're renting their house out to people. If the HVAC goes out or something like that, they want to be able to call one company to get it all taken care of.
Exactly. That's a great point. We do service a lot of homeowners who have multiple properties that either they rent them out. They may live locally. They may live out of town. Or we have a good many folks also who have vacation homes in the Charleston area. And they're able to just give us a call and say, hey, I know it's going to be freezing in Charleston tonight. Can you send your plumber over just to make sure all my pipes are good? Or if you have a tenant who says, you know, my heat went out in the middle of the night, can you come fix it? It takes a lot of the stress off of an absentee homeowner or a landlord because you have somebody else to call who provides pretty much any service that you need to maintain your home. And a lot of our landlords just go ahead and give our card and our information to their tenants and say, just call them first. And they'll take care of it. And, you know, they get together afterwards about it. But that way, the homeowner or the tenant doesn't have to wait on phone calls and, you know, communication. They just know exactly who to call.
What kinds of projects are you seeing now in the winter months?
Definitely. Looking ahead to the cold weather. Not that we get too cold here in Charleston, but we do have some nights that are freezing. We do have some folks who call us for their landscaping to get their sprinkler system winterized just so they don't have any, you know, surprises when they turn it back on in the spring. A lot of people like to get their heaters checked, just kind of a maintenance check to make sure everything's working properly, because the worst thing in the world is to wake up in the middle of the night freezing. Mm-hmm. Things like that that are just sort of geared toward winter weather. A lot of times people, you know, you're concerned about if your house is airtight, if you're getting any drafts. We can definitely send our handyman out to look at your windows, to look at your doors, to make sure everything is sealed up as well as it can be, just to keep you warm and to keep your electric bills in check over the winter.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about HOCOA of Charleston?
Yes, they can definitely give me a call at 843-881-7313. And you can check us out on the internet. It's www.hocoaofcharleston.com.
And HOCOA is HOCOA.
Correct.
HOCOA of Charleston. Okay, well, we have been talking with Kim Blayton with HOCOA of Charleston. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man. I say to home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.